This past week, the Irish bishops held their October general meeting, during which they discussed topics ranging from the imminent apostolic visitation to preparations for the International Eucharistic Congress in 2012. On October 6th last, Cardinal Sean Brady, Archbishop Dermot Martin, Archbishop Dermot Clifford and Archbishop Michael Neary travelled to Rome to meet with the apostolic visitators and the heads of the Congregation for Bishops and the Secretariat of State. Reporting on discussions with their fellow bishops, they stated that the hope of all is that the apostolic visitation will assist in purifying and healing the Church in Ireland and will help to restore the trust and hope of the faithful in the nation. Father Kevin Doran is Secretary General of the Organising Committee for the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, which is due to be held in Dublin in June 2012. He said that the Eucharistic Congress couldn't come at a better and more appropriate time for the Church in Ireland.
I have said to some people with a certain amount of tongue-in-cheek that a Eucharistic Congress is like a World Youth Day for grown-ups. I suppose to put it in more formal language, a Eucharistic Congress is an international gathering of people which aims to promote an awareness of the central place of the Eucharist in the life and mission of the Catholic Church, to help us to improve our understanding and celebration of the liturgy, and also to draw attention to the social responsibility that follows from our participation in the Eucharist. The Congress takes the form of a programme of liturgical and cultural events focused around the celebration of the Eucharist, but including lectures and workshops, concerts, opportunities for people to meet and explore their different faith experiences in their respective countries, and all sorts of other activities.
Now, we know that Eucharistic Congresses do take place on national levels, but the reason we're speaking to you today is because the World Eucharistic Congress is going to be held in Dublin in 2012. How important is this event for the life of the Church in Ireland?
I think it's a very important opportunity for us and a great privilege to host the International Eucharistic Congress. There have certainly been people who have said that at a time like this, given the economic situation and given also the fact that the Church in Ireland, as many people will know, has gone through the very serious challenge of having to face up to its responsibility for child abuse over the years, that this may not be a very good time to host a Congress. Personally, I feel it is the best of times because the theme of our Congress invites us to look at communion with Christ and with one another. And that communion really has been missing in some respects in the way in which some of the poorest, the weakest and most vulnerable people in our society and in our Church have been treated in the past. And I think there is a very real challenge for the Church today to be in the forefront of restoring communion, not just within the Church, but within Irish society.
And indeed, as you touched on there, the Eucharist, communion with Christ and with one another, is the theme for this 50th World Eucharistic Congress. Another point that's perhaps very important to speak about and to dwell on is that it's a moment of communion for the Church in Ireland after a very difficult period. But it's also a moment of communion with the Church in Ireland and the wider Church, the universal Church. Eucharistic Congresses are national, but this is international, so we hope to see the participation of Catholics from around the world.
Because under quite a number of headings, Ireland is already very much inserted into the history of the universal Church. I think in the first instance, we would be very conscious of our missionary heritage and perhaps it's time for us to be reminded again that a church which engages in mission is a living church. And we would hope to be able to welcome people from countries in which the Irish missionaries have been significant participants in the life of the church over many, many years. I think we also need to be conscious that mission is a two-way thing. We will welcome people to Ireland and share with them something of our faith and of our heritage, but we would also hope that they will come among us bringing something of their faith and their heritage to assist us in the process of renewal, which is very important at this time.
Indeed, and there's no better or greater source for renewal than the Eucharist itself. Now,